Africa has a reputation as the continent where famine always happens. Here in the world, we try to tell more diverse stories from Africa, but famine does happen there, and the UN has declared that it's happening again, this time in the world's newest country, South Sudan. And again, it's a man-made crisis. War and a collapsing economy are pushing people to the brink. It's now the largest refugee crisis in Africa. But there's something unusual this time. Nearly a half million South Sudanese have fled over the border into northern Uganda in just 7 months. But Uganda is not protesting. It's welcoming them. Emily Johnson has a story from Uganda.
Here at the Busia border crossing, a shallow riverbed is all that separates South Sudan from Uganda. A little boy steps onto the wooden bridge, clutching his father's hand. A man on a motorcycle crosses next, followed by two more pulling reluctant cows. They whack them on their rumps to make them go. More than 2,000 people are crossing into Uganda every day, most of them on foot, in a journey that can take days or weeks. They're fleeing government soldiers who have been burning their homes and slaughtering anyone who isn't Dinka. That's the ethnic group of South Sudan President Salva Kiir. A rebel soldier stands watch on the South Sudan side. He says the flow of refugees has been steady.
A lot of people, many people. We speak to them, we ask them, how is the life there behind? They say that their life is hard. When they saw those people, the Dingas, they just do slaughtering them.
Speaking at UNHCR headquarters in the nearby town of Yumbe, Senior Emergency Coordinator Nasir Fernandez says the massive scale of this crisis has stretched the resources of the UN's underfunded refugee agency.
This has been a large-scale emergency. We've scaled up and we've been able to do very well in terms of life-saving, but we have not been able to do beyond life-saving. You've seen the structures in the settlement. They're all very temporary.
Still, Fernandez says there is reason for optimism. And it all comes down to Uganda's unusual and progressive refugee policy. When families arrive, they get a plot of land to live on and to farm.
And once the person is registered as a refugee, has all the documents, freedom of movement, can go anywhere, can be employed, and that is really an example for the world.
Robert Amule.
The new arrivals are processed at a registration center before being bused to the settlement areas. Only 7 months ago, Bidi Bidi was sparsely populated scrubland. Now, it's one of the world's largest refugee hosting sites. After topping a quarter of a million people in December, it was closed to new arrivals. A second camp, Pelerinya, is already well on its way to being filled. That's where these folks are headed. The reception center at Pelerinya is a blur of activity. On this single day, 4,000 people are boarding buses that will take them to the settlement zones they've been assigned. Men and women shoulder their bedrolls and climb aboard, with children and chickens tucked under their arms. Asobasi Francis Wani stands in the shade under a large tree, waiting his turn and watching.
I have two wives, so now I don't know where are they. So I don't know whether I will get them or I will not get them, I don't know.
Wani was separated from his wives and four children when their village fell under attack by government soldiers. He returned 4 days later to look for them, but found the village empty and looted. So he decided to come to Uganda in hopes that they made it to safety.
Now I'm alone.
He holds up the punch card he was given when he was registered. After he boards the bus today, he'll be dropped off in his zone, a dry desert area with very little shade in 100-degree heat. Tonight, he'll sleep in the open. Over the next couple of days, he'll use this card to claim rations and supplies for building a shelter he hopes will one day hold the rest of his family. These settlement areas are different from traditional refugee camps. It's common to see sturdy Ugandan homes just a stone's throw from a shelter made with UNHCR tarp. Anywhere else, suspicion and discrimination might follow this sort of arrangement. But here in northern Uganda, the local population has been welcoming. People on both sides of the border share common tribes and languages. And many Ugandans know all too well what it's like to be a refugee, like restaurant owner Mafu Ratib, who fled to Sudan during the war that followed the overthrow of Idi Amin.
There are people like us. You don't know one day, one time, it also happened to you. So people are comfortable with them here.
It's a good thing they feel this way, because the flow of refugees shows no sign of letting up. UNHCR has just opened a third refugee settlement area and is preparing to receive 300,000 people this year. For The World, Emily Johnson, West Nile, Uganda.